This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Thursday that the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework has made substantial progress.
We signed the first-of-its-kind supply chain agreement to help identify supply chain bottlenecks before they become the kind of disruptions we saw during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Biden also announced the group is launching a critical minerals dialogue with the objective of strengthening supply chains and promoting the creation of clean energy jobs. The UN's top court is expected to rule on Friday on a long-running clash between Armenia and Azerbaijan over the disputed territory of Nagorno-Karabakh, which Baku seized in September. Armenia has dragged Azerbaijan before the International Court of Justice, hoping judges will force Baku to stop displacing ethnic Armenians from the territory and facilitate the return of anyone who wishes to come home. In Gaza, the Israeli military said it found the body of one of the hostages abducted by Hamas, a 65-year-old woman, a cancer patient, whose husband was killed in the October 7th Hamas attack. Her body, they say, was found in a building adjacent to Shifa Hospital, where the IDF said it also found assault rifles and rocket-propelled grenades. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. EU Council President Charles Michel met with European leaders in Zagreb, talking about the bloc's enlargement.
We know that the prospect of the enlargement is very important because we know that the EU will be safer and more prosperous with those countries.